Hello, this is Genoa.
This is Yusuf.
And this is In Flight Entertainment.
Yes, and this week is, what's the acronym? It's AP. It was an Asian Pacific. It's a lot of week. So yeah, we're honoring
them. It's Asian Pacific Islander Month.
Yes. Yes.
So this week and next week, we will be honoring. This week we're doing two Chinese movies, and next week we'll get more into the Pacific Islander realm.
Yes. Yeah. So this week, today, we are reviewing the 2015 film. The Assassin. I thought it was Assassin. When you were telling me, oh, let's watch Assassin, I was just looking for Assassin. I know this was The Assassin. I had to take a picture and send it to Jill, like, is this it?
Yeah, because for anyone searching for a movie with the word assassin in it, there's a lot of them, and IMDb or Hulu or Netflix will get very confused about what you're looking for. But The Assassin is available on Hulu. Mm-hmm. Like Yusuf said, it came out in 2015. It was a Chinese, Taiwan, and Hong Kong movie. It is a Wu Cha. Wait, let me make sure I'm saying that correctly. Yeah, Wu Cha film, which for anyone that isn't familiar with Wu Cha, it is a martial arts heroes genre that is popular in Chinese fiction.
Okay.
Or, you know, it's traditionally a form of like fantasy literature, but it has been brought over into film as like martial arts type things.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's see. Okay, I'm about to butcher this name. The director is Hassan Hao.
Yeah, so we're just going to call him Hao.
Very cool. All right. Yeah. And it's written by Ching Ah. And it stars Ki Shu. Chen Chang, Yong Zhao. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's actually, so The Assassin is loosely based on a late ninth century martial arts story called Ni Yin Yang by Pei Zing. So, although the screenplay was adapted by Ching Ha, it is based on a ninth century story.
Gotcha. I just seen this, but okay. So the main character, the protagonist that we follow, it's a female assassin. Okay. So Yong Zhao, was born December 17th, 1978. Now, when you see this woman in the movie, you would think she's a teenager. I can't believe she's born in 1978. I don't know. Yeah. If you watch this movie, like she.
Wait, but Yun Chao plays Lady Tian. The main character is played by Ki Chu.
Oh. Oh, mixed up. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah.
So, yeah, so I'm going to do a rundown of the characters because the film without having the like Wikipedia page open is a little bit, it's a slow build and sort of confusing because they keep introducing new characters. Think Game of Thrones, where you get new characters all the time. And I'm really bad with faces, regardless of ethnicity. And so I kept having to reference the wiki page to figure out who was doing what.
Right.
The assassin is Ni, Yin mm-hmm. Yang.
Yep.
Then you have the Chang Chen. Oh, wait, no. Chang Chen's the actress. Tian Jian, who's the cousin that to the assassin. The assassin has been charged with killing her cousin. And the reason why she's been charged with killing her cousin is because the group of assassins that she's associated with are supposed to go out and kill corrupt merchants or corrupt government people. And she was sent out to do that, and she failed at doing her job because the corrupt government person was holding his child. And so her master was like, you need to toughen up. And in order to toughen up, I'm actually going to send you back home to kill your cousin. Uh-huh. So there's like two stories going on. It's like the assassin toughening up, and then what's happening in the Weibo circuit or Weibo province versus the like, main government.
Right.
The crown.
Yeah, they have all these two situations going on.
Yeah. So the woman that you're referring to, Yun Zhao, who plays Lady Tian, mm-hmm. she is actually the cousin's wife. So she's the one who hires a magician to kill the concubine to the cousin because the concubine is pregnant with the cousin's baby.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a soap opera type plot, so to speak.
Yes.
But you know what? Like, let's get into how this film looks. Let's get into the visuals. Let's jump right into the cinematography of this movie. Okay. So this movie is very deceptive because when you see the title, The Assassin, right? Like, of course you're expecting, you know, like some assassin type stuff, you know, like hits, near misses, you know, like duel to the death, like, you know, when you see the title, like, you just know it's going to be like balls to the wall, just crazy action, hack and slash, all that stuff. But when you watch it, it's completely, this is an art house film. I have to like warn people.
Yeah, it is 100% an art house film. It feels like something that you would like watch at a museum.
Yeah. Yes. 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 You're so right. Yes. So, I mean, like I said, Hong Kong cinema, like, I mean, they just breathtaking. They know their stuff. They know how to visually just make striking images. So the film starts off in black and white, and it's a 4x3 box format. So you don't have your regular kind of cinema scope screens. It's like it's that box 4x3 format. So you know, like, okay, this is not going to be an action movie because, like, action movie is not going to be in that format. And, you know, starts out black and white, just, like, beautiful. I mean, like, the first like, 6 minutes or so is black and white. I thought it was going to be black and white throughout the movie. I was watching like, whoa. I'm like, am I about to watch like a Kurosawa type joint right here? Because it was black and white and all these beautiful compositions of these mountains and landscape. Like, okay, I had to train my brain because I was like, okay, the assassin. I think it's going to be kind of like some raid type stuff. I thought people going to be like, you know, having fights and, you know, all that stuff. But then when I watched the first 2 minutes of it, you know, how kind of quiet and like how the shots were very still, you know, it was.
Well, yeah. I mean, it, like when you say quiet, there's no score to the movie.
Yeah, maybe one or two cues, but not many. One or two.
Like 98% of the movie is all atmospheric sound. So it is extremely quiet.
Yes. Almost meditative, if you will, you know, this movie. So it definitely, I had to retrain my brain when I watched. I was like, okay, let me get my mind into art house mode of like watching the art house movie. Once I kind of like, you know, like readjusted my viewing of it, then I'm like, okay, now I know what I'm watching. And then through that lens, I was watching and I'm like, wow, like this movie is just freaking beautiful. And then it switched over to color. I'm like, holy crap. Wow, like all these colors is like so vibrant. But yeah, they're so good at it. And they also, they didn't skimp on showing the main character as badass. You know,
yeah, the female assassin, the assassin, she is her martial art, the fighting scenes were just amazing. And then the woman that plays her, her master, her mentor, let's see, what was her name? Fang Yi Shea.
Okay.
Plays the princess. Plays the nun that is the assassin's master.
Right.
And the two of them have a few different fighting scenes, and it's just the fighting. And then every time the assassin has to fight any of the dudes, whether it's like the bodyguards or the actual military guys, she just flat out kicks their butt. And she always puts them in a position at the end where she's like, look, I could kill you right now, but I'm letting you go. Yeah. And you know that I can always come back and kill you for real.
Yeah. I mean, this it's funny. It's very unique how the assassin is portrayed, because almost like a samurai, because like, you know, like you were saying, some of the fights that she's encountered, like that she engaged in, she don't show one like iota of like fear or like second guessing her moves. Like she's so confident. She approached fights like she know she's gonna win. She knows the enemy's vulnerability, like their points of defeat, but she pulls back and she don't really like gauge them, because she know if she really gauged them, she can kill them all. So she it's awesome how if you see us, there's one fight scene where like she was just in amusement, just kind of dodging all of the hits, kind of like. Like I know every movie you're making and I'm countering everything, you know, it's like it's almost, you know, it's almost she do it and it's almost like a hint of playfulness, you know, because she's so good. Like she knows she can kill her opponent, but she just choose not to. Like she just tend to just block all her attacks and kind of have in a submission position and just kind of walk away.
Yeah, she definitely knows that she's the better fighter in every single situation she goes into, except when she's fighting her master.
Yeah.
The nun. That's the only time where we start to see her weakness. And the nun's always like, it's because you're using emotion and you're not just being cold. But we've come to find out at the end of the movie that she, like, it's her emotion that allows her to stop from just following the orders blindly and recognize how that could destroy the entire province of Weibo. And that by saving her cousin and letting him live his life. And her going off with the, it's so random. Like there's a random love story in the middle. She meets a mirror polisher and decides to leave that and run off with him versus continuing to blindly follow orders.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So then, you know, it's kind of like she's quietly figuring out how to, like we said, how to break the chain, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that like the mirror polisher represents someone holding a mirror up to her life and how it's becoming like there's two roads. She can follow her heart or she could be dead inside and just continue to kill. So,
right. Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, she chose a better way.
Yeah, so besides the cinematography, the costumes in this movie are gorgeous. And the like costumes, hair, makeup, oh, it's like whenever you're walking around a museum and they have those dark rooms where you go in and you watch like a 5-minute random video clip that some artist has put together. That's what this movie feels like. And every single scene could be in a museum.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. That's what I'm like. If you freeze frame, I mean, if you just like freeze like certain shots, you can just frame it. I mean, like the compositions in this movie, like how to use space in these big rooms, how they position the actors and like how light falls on them, how the colors contrast with the different outfit. I mean, if I taught a cinematography class, like this movie would be, you know, okay guys, we're going to sit down and watch this movie and take notes. Because the cinematography is just amazing. I'm surprised it didn't get nominated like far as at least foreign that year. Like,
so it was submitted for best foreign film, but it did not get nominated. Yeah. It did win at the best director and best soundtrack for the 68th Cannes Film Festival.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. It did for the British Academy Film Awards. It won the best foreign film there.
Nice. Yeah, no, I mean, because certain shots in the movie is just seared in my head. It's like there's one shot where there's a really like, you know, long shot of a mountain. This is the assassin like is walking up to the teachers like almost at the end of the movie, and then like, and that's like that big wide shot, and you see like the mist of the mountain kind of like, you know, falling over them in the background. I'm like, how is that, like how can you coordinate that? Like that's crazy. Those shots were just, I was in awe. I even had to rewind it back and like, how is that even possible? As you can tell, I'm in awe of the visual. It's so minimal. Like it's not a lot of camera movement. It's not a lot of it's not even aerial shots. It's not even like, it's just a lot of just steals, just a lot of just camera on this, you know, on sticks, just locked into a composition of an image. Like that's it. And they did it so well in this movie. So hats off to the cinematographer. I'm trying to follow his work or her work.
Yeah. I mean, this is another one of those movies that you and I didn't really know about. And Hulu suggested it to me. They have my algorithm down. And so I suggested that we should do it. And I mean, we can jump into our rating, sit on the sofa, watch it. Uh-huh. You'd rather do something else like clean the house or go outside and face the masses. I mean, for me, like, even though this was a very quiet, very slow movie, it's definitely sit on the sofa for me. It's like meditative. It was so nice and peaceful. I think it's what I needed this week.
Yeah, you said it best. It was very meditative. Now, okay, I'm going to give two. I'm going to give the, like, American non-art house audience.
For American non-art house, it's go outside.
Yeah. I mean, because the title is so deceptive that you're going to come with your American sensibilities of the title and you're going to think it's going to be kind of a Liam Neeson type situation where this dad's running around like killing people. And then I said, like, no, it's not. So for the non-art house American viewers, no. Go watch the other Assassins with Antonio Banderas and Sylvester Stallone. That's right. That's right up your alley. But the art house folks definitely sit down and appreciate every frame of this movie. Yeah, it's such a beautiful film. So I mean, yeah, I can't say enough great things about the imagery of this movie. And like Gemma said, the costume design, just visually arresting. And
So the cinematographer, his name is Pingbin Lee. Mm-hmm. He worked on Once Upon a Time in Tibet. Might be the only other movie I recognize of him. Mm-hmm. But he worked on a movie with the title that says Looking for a Lady with Fangs and a Mustache. And you know I'm going to go find that movie and watch it.
Yeah. And you know, give me the link to it. We're going to watch it.
Because
of the title alone. I mean,
amazing title.
And you know it's going to look amazing. So.
Exactly.
If not anything else. Guys. Yeah, so there you have it. The Assassin 2015. We give it two butts down, you know, on the strength of it's an amazingly beautiful art house film. And I slot this definitely in the art house film mode. Because like I said, I had to retrain my brain, because when I seen the title, I thought it was going to be one thing. But when I actually watched it, it was something else. So I couldn't hold the movie up to my expectations of the title. I had to watch it for what it was, which is an art house film. So once I kind of flipped my mind over, I was like, wow, this movie is so good. And definitely.
If you're looking for like a quiet, peaceful movie.
Yeah, definitely. You will like it. Yeah. And you want to just watch some beautiful imagery. Watch it also. Cool. So there you have it, guys. And we'll see you on Thursday with something with a little more, you know, a little more movement, so to say the least. Until then, we wish everyone safe physical distancing and...
I guess you don't have to wear those masks, but definitely get your vaccines.
Yeah. You still can wear it if you want.
I mean, I'm going to wear mine. Peace. Yeah.